Declan, you're very welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Amber. Very privileged to be on In Business.
No problem at all. I'm delighted to have you on the show. So Declan, I think all of our listeners will know McKelligott's because it's a very well-established business here in Tralee. Tell us a little bit about how business is going at the moment.
25 has been an exceptional year for us, Amber. We've achieved further growth in Kerry. I measure our business against the national market, and it's important to me that we outperform this every year. I have to give credit to Kerry buyers, to be fair. They like to buy locally, and that's been very good for us. A combination of us having the right product and the right people to deliver has seen us have our best year ever in sales. The service side of our business for both Key and Mercedes-Benz continues to grow, which means customers are very focused on maintaining their vehicles. So all in all, we're very, very happy with 25. It's been a very, very good year for us, and we're very thankful to the people at Kerry for supporting us.
That's fantastic to hear. And when we talk about the sales, I suppose, that you've had over the past year or so, what kind of vehicles are people looking to buy now, Declan?
I suppose we've seen a dramatic move away from diesel, which, you know, particularly for rural Ireland, diesel was the most common fuel. Diesel is down 25% again this year, petrol now being the most popular fuel, accounting for over 60% of all cars registered. Petrol has changed significantly over the last few years, and so far as you know, have hybrids and plug-in hybrids. So, you know, we're seeing a huge change in the cars that are on the road. I suppose regarding style of cars, and that it's interesting that the hatchback is still the most popular choice, even though all we can see on the roads are SUVs and Jeeps everywhere. And I suppose from a manufacturer's perspective, then the most popular brands in Kerry are Toyota, Kia and Hyundai in that order. On a much less important note, grey is the most popular colour in Kerry. So you're seeing a lot of grey cars followed by black and then blue, believe it or not.
Okay, very interesting. Good to know. When we talk about the different types of vehicles and the moving, I suppose, away from the petrol and the diesel, are we seeing as a result then more people opting for EVs?
Yeah, like I think EV got off to an incredible start and then it had a stall. You know, you had the early adapters come in at the very early stages and gave it a huge boost. But this year is the first year that we're seeing the mainstream buyer coming in. It's up 37% on last year, accounting for 23,500 units nationally. And that's out of a total market of 125,000 cars. Kia are up 87% on EV sales, which accounts for 2,800 units nationally. But this is the interesting fact. The Kerry market is matching the national market, which completely dispels the myth that EVs don't work in the west of Ireland. There was 417 EVs registered in Kerry this year from a total market of 2,600 cars. We're delighted to say that we sold 99 of these, but that was a 200% increase on last year, which has given us just shy of 25% of the total EV market in Kerry. Now, you probably notice we've a lot of work put into EV in Kerry over the last few years, and we feel that's now really paying off for us. At the Rose of Tralee this year, it was our first year to have a full EV fleet, meaning there was zero emissions when we were pulling the floats down Denny Street. And we're going to repeat this actually for the Christmas parade this year. So for both days, I think that's significant progress in moving to zero emissions and providing a clear environment for everyone during these events. And I suppose to give myself a small plug, we're delighted to finish the year as the number one EV choice for customers in Kerry.
That's fantastic and congratulations to you, because it's great to hear that. And it's also great to hear, as you mentioned earlier, that I suppose Kerry is matching the national trend as well, because as you said, there is kind of some perception, should I say, maybe that, you know, we don't have the infrastructure. And but obviously that's not the case down here in Kerry, and people are realising that they're getting better and better each year as well, which is fantastic. In keeping with that as well, are we now seeing maybe that the necessary infrastructure is in place to accommodate people if they decide that they want to get an EV, that, you know, it's an easier option for them now to have a charge and have that infrastructure in place?
I think like the charging infrastructure has improved significantly in the last 3 years. A lot of people would feel that they need a charging infrastructure in Kerry, which they don't. If you're living in Kerry, the charging infrastructure needs to be wherever you're going to. And like the commute from Dingle to Dublin is now exceptionally well equipped with fast charging. But the most important thing that people need to understand is over 80% of your charging is done at home, mostly while you sleep, using a night rate, which is incredibly economical. And depending on your provider, you can fully charge an EV now from as low as €8 to, we'll say, €15 a night. people with solar panels are even charging at zero cost. So the cost saving is far outweighing any inconvenience. And I suppose, like, the most important thing is you're waking up in the morning with a full battery. You're not having to go to a filling station and queue for fuel in the wind and rain. And like most cars now are providing with a range of 400 to 600 kilometers, depending on what you're driving. The other thing is, like, with Kia, fast charging is terrific because you can take a vehicle from 10 to 80% on a fast charger in under 20 minutes. So, like, I'd regularly drive to Dublin and I can stop at various places like Barack Obama, Port Leash, there's an Ionity in Kill, where the fast charging infrastructure is terrific. And I'll incorporate that around a break in my journey, so the inconvenience is nil. There's also fantastic plans in place for rolling out charging. I know that the county councils are looking at putting it into car parks where people can charge overnight at significantly lower rates if they don't have access to a home charger, or for people living in apartments and stuff. Bigger companies are starting to roll out EV charging at work. Hotels are doing a great job. I know several of the hotels here in Tralee and Killarney have rolled out EV charging, and it's getting better month on month. I drive all the time and I haven't been inconvenienced in the last 12 months, and I'm probably driving 4 years on full EV now. It's improving, I would say, almost on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's fantastic to hear, and great to hear about all the infrastructure along the way, as you said as well, that makes that drive, you know, easier and quicker as well, obviously, with the fast charging. And Declan, I know Kia's all-electric PV5, it's been named as the 2026 International Van of the Year, so a huge achievement and a historic first victory, I think, for both Kia and for the manufacturer as well. Talk us through how significant this is.
This is really big news for us. The commercial element of Kia has only been awarded to 8 dealers nationally, so we're delighted to have it in Tralee. Traditionally, the likes of this award would have been for big players, you know, such as Ford and VW, that would have won this award in the past. They'd have been the huge commercial manufacturers. It's Kia's first move into this commercial segment, and to be recognised internationally like this is fantastic. It's a very prestigious award, voted by a jury of journalists representing 26 countries, so it's not to be taken lightly. Now, Kia have won numerous awards at every EV launch to date. We currently have the World Car of the Year for 2025 with the EV3. So there's huge confidence in Kia as an EV brand. And I suppose that's seen coming true now with PV5 as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fantastic news. I suppose, talk us through the all-electric PV5, Declan, and explain to us why it is so good, I suppose, and why it was recognised.
Well, I suppose the most important thing is that it's a new product for a new customer. It's making headlines ever before it arrives. I think range and efficiency are critical to electric vans. You know, most commercial vehicles are there for a very specific purpose, you know, carrying weight, covering distance, and, you know, maybe delivering, have to be there on time. So generally, you know, vans aren't very aerodynamic, and their ability to carry heavy loads and stuff. So this is the first electric van on the market with a range of 416 kilometres. Now, this is measured by what they call WLTP, which is World Harmonised Light Vehicle Test Procedure. I know no one wants to listen to that, but this is what basically the vehicle is capable of doing under certain conditions. This van actually earned a Guinness World Record recently when it was tested by a journalist in a real working city environment. So this vehicle was actually doing what it was designed to do with a full payload, and it achieved an incredible 693 kilometres on a full charge. Like, this is a game changer for anybody in business that's looking to reduce their carbon footprint and save significant costs in their commercial fleet. I suppose, you know, Kia has a fantastic reputation for reliability, backed up by a 7-year warranty, and it reflects in the resale of our brand and gives customers great confidence when purchasing our brand, all making the PV5 a really attractive option for, you know, both small businesses and for larger fleets. So we're really excited for the launch. This, it's coming in the middle of December. We've seen it, we've driven it, and I suppose, like I said at the start, it's a new product for new people, making headlines before it arrives. So it's very, very exciting time for us entering into this commercial segment.
Absolutely, I can imagine. It sounds fantastic. I suppose in terms of the year that's just gone by, 2025, how has it been in terms of sales, maybe, and how do the sales this year compare to those of last year, Declan?
The market is slightly up this year. Total passenger car market will finish at about 125,000 units. like the highest it's been has been probably about 155. We'd like to see the market a little bit bigger, but you know, 125 is still a good sustainable market. It's only marginally up in 2024. The good news is the Kerry market again is matching the national market. So the Kerry market has stayed at a similar level for the last year or so. Really, for the last 3 years, I think it's kind of been, I won't call it stagnant, but very, very similar. The only differences you'll see are different manufacturers move up and down the table depending on new product launches. So as manufacturers are launching new cars, you'll see maybe one manufacturer will pass out another manufacturer for a year or two. 2025 will be the first year ever that Kia will surpass the 10,000 registration mark, which is a significant milestone and a great achievement in, like, again, I don't like calling it a stagnant market, but a market that has remained relatively similar for the last 3 years. So big celebrations for us as we hit the 10K mark.
Absolutely. Congratulations. A huge achievement. Just before we finish up, I suppose looking ahead maybe to next year, what way do you see the market going in terms of what people might be looking for maybe, Declan?
I think the market's going to remain similar. You know, we have to budget because we have to order these cars well in advance. So, you know, like we would have sold about 350 new Kias this year. You have to be ordering those cars, getting them coming in on time. So understanding what the market's going to do next year is very important. You don't want to over order or under order. So I think it'll probably stay at about the 125 mark, maybe a little bit higher. I think there's been an easing of inflation, so a little bit more confidence in consumers going out and spending money. I think there's access to low finance at the minute, which is helping. We've 0% on a lot of our range for pre-sales until the end of December, and we see there's a very strong demand for that. I see the EV segment growing again next year as customer confidence grows, especially as people see the residual values. I think that was a big worry. People were saying, oh, used EVs will be worth nothing. And, you know, we can see that used EVs are holding their values, particularly for us. We see that secondhand Kia electrics are great sellers for us. We've no used EVs in stock at the minute. We buy them in, you know, so that confidence, I think, is there now with the public as well. There's another issue looming at the minute insofar as the EU are very unhappy with how emissions are being measured in plug-in hybrid petrol cars, plug-in hybrid petrol and diesel actually, and a change is coming in how they're going to measure that in Europe, and I think that will reflect in much higher VRT figures on plug-in hybrids, pushing the prices up, and I think that will probably encourage people to move to EV a bit more. Now, that said, I don't want to talk solely about EV. Petrol and diesel, you know, will place a very significant percentage in the market. I think that'll probably be in excess of 50% of the registrations next year. So there's still very much so a place for the combustion engine and for petrol and diesel. Not everyone is going to make that move.
Yeah, certainly. Well, look, it sounds like it's a great time, I suppose, for yourselves in business, which is fantastic to hear. And congratulations for all the success you've had over the last year and may continue into next year as well. But Declan, thanks so much for taking the time to talk us through that. It's been great to have you on the show.
Great to be on, Amber. Thanks so much for having me.